Listen, I've probably been the most hesitant to be playing around with the Tiki Talkie, but it is now the number one social media platform out there, and it cannot be denied. So that's why I've been going all in and really maneuvering and finding out how you can make TikTok work for any business that you have without having a gajillion followers. And I have been mastering that in a big way. That's why I want to invite you to a TikTok workshop in March. You do not want to miss it. For more information, just go to rockstalks.co. Totally worth it. You'll love it.
Welcome to Rocks Talks. It's Friday. Are you excited about being Friday? Listen, Friday, this is the first week of the year where I was not a day ahead. Typically on Thursday, I'm like, oh man, it feels like a Friday. And Wednesday, I'm like, man, it feels like a Thursday. Today felt like a Friday. And yesterday felt like a Thursday. So I feel like I'm like, that's a good sign. I've decided it's a good omen for all of us. Today, we're going to talk about a few things. We've got to talk about the golden breakup heard around the world. We'll talk about it in a little bit. We got to talk about Ohtani because we've been following that wild story with his interpreter stealing his money and gambling with it. And new information has come out. We'll also touch on the Kelce brothers, and we got to talk about the 99 cent store. Okay, should we get started? Let's get started. Wait, that is not the right button. How about that one? If you're on the tube, you can't even hear these buttons. I'm so sorry, but you can hear them if you're here with me on TikTok. First up, let's talk about Ohtani. Y'all, it has been interesting to hear this whole, like, when they came out a few weeks ago and said that Ohtani, that the Dodgers had fired Ohtani's interpreter because he had been using Ohtani's money to bet. He sent large sum of money to his bookie. I'm like, this is very weird. Wired it, by the way. We're talking like $16 million. I said to myself, how does this work? I'm just curious, just asking for a friend. I'm the friend. How does it work that, I mean, it's not easy to wire money. Wiring money, there are some safeguards. So I just was like, something is off. And then, of course, MLB at first said, we're not even going to mess with this. And now they said they're going to come out with an investigation. Well, charges have been made. Now, I'm going to paint this story because I'm like, this something is off. And when I saw the details on it this morning, I'm like, okay, this makes more sense. And it actually is pretty tragic, y'all. Okay, get a load of this. If you imagine, you are like a baseball super phenom, right? And you're in another country. The country where baseball is big is the U.S. You live in another country. You're from Japan. And as you're coming up, you probably have this person who has been like great for you, who's been like a mentor to you. And P.S., by the way, knows English. So when you get to move to MLB and you're coming to the place you've dreamed of playing, he comes with you. He's an older mentor. He's there with you. One of the things you do when you start is he helps you open up a bank account. You don't speak English. You don't read English. You need that help. And you think all is well. And you go on to play for the Angels for a long time. And you're just kicking booty. When it's time for your new contract to come up, you end up at the Dodgers, which is amazing. And you don't have to move because they're in the same city, technically, but not really. Okay. So then it comes out, this trusted confidant. Because if you imagine, your interpreter hears all things. Your interpreter probably knows when you're like, ah, that's crap, but knows not to say that. Like, you trust your interpreter. Your interpreter is literally your voice. Think about that. Okay. I was watching Shogun the other day, the new one. And the interpreter was like, the guy knew the interpreter was saying the wrong things to the people, but he couldn't do anything about it. Like, an interpreter is an important role, alas. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the interpreter for years has been gambling like a phenom and using your bank account to do it. One of your bank accounts to do it. Ends up wiring the sums of $19 million to a bookie, or $16 million. You know, once it's 16 or 19, it's a lot of millions, okay? Now, granted, millions in Ohtani's world and millions in my world, they have a different weight. We can admit that, right? Okay. But all of this happens. Now, we were watching this. My husband was like, oh my gosh, I would have been so pissed off. He stole all that money. And I was like, you know, me, if I were Ohtani, and I consider myself to be very empathetic, I would be less upset about the money and more upset about the fact that someone that I trusted, that was in my inner circle, that I was vulnerable with, had been doing this to me. There is a break of trust there that I don't know you can get back. Seriously. I imagine it's similar to when people are catfished. Because when people are catfished, they're like intimately with these people thinking that this person knows, they're vulnerable with them, and they find out they're not even who you thought they were. Wild. Just straight up now tell me wild. Okay. Now, P.S. And by the way, just in case you think, maybe this didn't happen. After the story broke, the bookie sent a note to the guy, I don't know his name, but the interpreter, and said something to the effect of like, well, at least it was legal. Like you didn't really steal the money from him. And the text message back from the interpreter was like, actually, technically I did. Admission. He stands to, I don't remember how many years in jail. I think it was like 15 or 20 minutes. It's a long time in jail. It's a long time in jail. At first, my husband was like, what did he say? He was like, should he go to jail for that? And he's like, oh, wait, no, yeah, he should. Like, you steal that much money? You've got to. But it's just such a sad thing. So sad. I'm glad we got to the bottom of it because, I was sad a few weeks ago, like, there was a story here. I'm going to find the story. It came out today. All right. Before we go into the golden breakup heard around, I don't know, my house, not only, I had people texting me because I know that I love The Golden Bachelor. Before we get there, just want to say the Kelce brothers, they were having just a wonderful time. Good on them. They went back to their alma mater, University of Cincinnati, which is in the Big 12, so I didn't even know they went there. And they have their podcast, which is just cute to hear brothers like have a good time together. They did a live taping of their podcast, in one of the stadiums there. I don't know if it's the football stadium or the basketball stadium, but there were a lot of people there, and they brought Burroughs there and did little interviews. At the end, the president of Cincy came out, and he surprised them with a graduation and gave them their college diplomas. So now they're graduates, which I guess they never graduated. I don't know. When you go into the draft and things, that could happen early, or maybe there's, I don't know. But anyhow, pop off to them. I didn't see any signs of Taylor, but all those students were hoping she was going to be there, but I didn't see her there. Not in what I saw. I think it would have come out if she was there. I think it would have been. You know what? I'm going to play really fast because this was the song that they played for the show, y'all. Okay. The Bachelor is a dying franchise. We can all agree with that. Okay. Hold on. I put in golden. It's our golden hour. That's what it's called, right? What is that song called? Yeah, here it is. So when the golden hour came out, when the golden hour, and I love how in the golden era, look at that. Okay. Enough of this. The Golden Bachelor came out after years and years of promoting it's coming, it's coming, it's coming. It came out last fall and it was such a hit, y'all. It brought back our belief in love and all things again. You know what I'm saying? Oh my gosh. And Gary was just this cutie and he embraced being older and it was wonderful. And the women were fantastic. And the women, really the women who started the show, it was like, listen, you think that 70s is like the Golden Girls, which P.S. by the way, the Golden Girls were supposed to be in their 50s and 60s. They were like the age of what's her name? Halle Berry, and the age of J-Lo. Just perspective on what we think of as how old people are and should be and whatnot, and how we've gotten younger. Anyhow, Carissa and Gary found love, and I was so happy for them. I was rooting for her. And then they got married. I watched it live, y'all. Wonderfulness. Beautiful wedding. 3 months later, it's like a three-hour tour. They announced their divorce. They are getting divorced. I was like, why? What's happening? But to their credit, they did it together in an interview on Good Morning America. It is not lost to me. They did it on a Friday because when you want a story buried, you want a story to not make it through the news cycles too long, you do it on a Friday. They probably did it Friday evening, which I did see that there's going to be they showed a clip of the interview this morning on Good Morning America. The longer interview, which my husband's like, you're going to watch it. I'm like, I will at least catch the clips. Of course, it's going to be later tonight. Because again, that's what you do. I learned that from PR people. If you want a story to be buried, you do it on a Friday. Because when you're on a Friday, all those cycles where people are not really doing things and watching the news and checking out TikTok for news and all those things. And then on Monday, we forgot about it. So no surprise that they did that. I'm sure ABC is like freaking out because they probably wanted them to stay together longer because this was really the renaissance. I would say, let me first say charity season of The Bachelorette was an excellent one that helped. Then you go into The Golden Bachelor, which was wonderful. People loved it. We're clamming for more. Hi, Tisha Ball, good to see you. We're actually getting a Golden Bachelorette, which we'll talk about that in a moment because I have strong opinions on that. And then you screws into that you're like, we're getting married like immediately. They said, we don't have time to waste. We're in our 70s. Well, they don't have time to waste either to get divorced. Why are they getting divorced? They're getting divorced because they could not ever come to a solution or a decision on where they're going to live. They'd said South Carolina. They said, looked at some houses, but they never could make a decision. They thought about New Jersey, where she lives. He lives up in what? Somewhere Indiana. Nothing happened. So divorce it is. Now, listen to me. It's just like when someone says, like, if someone says to me, oh, how much is your Stanley water bottle? And tell them how much, like, do you want one? They're like, no, it's just too expensive. What are the words too expensive mean? It means I don't value it. It's not a priority to me, right? When someone uses the word that I hate so much, busy, hate that word. I hate it with a bloody passion. Like, you want to get under my craw, you tell me something about busy. Even when people are like, oh, I know you're so busy, Roxanne. I'm like, don't say I'm busy. Because busy is relative. Busy. It's relative and it means nothing. Busy, someone who's sitting here on eating bonbons all day. I've never had a bonbon. I can say I'm so busy. I'm so busy. I'm eating bonbons. I'm watching my soap operas. Someone who's literally has five different jobs running around with five kids and could say I'm busy. Busy is relative. It does not mean anything. Okay. So I do not like the word busy. Busy means whatever I was too busy to do was not a priority. Because if it's a priority, you will drop, stop, drop, and roll. My taxes are not done yet because I'm too busy. But I'm going to have to get, good to see you, Michelle. I'm going to have to get those dang taxes done. So you see my point, okay? Michelle, I haven't started yet. Yours are supposed to be done today. Let me know if you got yours done. So anyway, when you say we couldn't move to be together, we couldn't figure out where we wanted to live, that is code for saying we were not into each other in some way. There was something, because I'm going to tell you right now, especially at that age, maybe not in your 20s, Listen, for years I said I would never move for a man. I was like, nope, no, I'm not going to move for a man. But when you're in your 70s and you've already found love, your spouse passed away, you're excited to find love again, and you're saying we don't have a lot of time, you would move for someone you loved. You 100%, 100%. So what they were saying was, one or both of them was saying, we're not that into each other. Something is just not right. They were holding hands in the interview and they're really sweet and loving. But I am just saying, we couldn't find a place to live means we weren't together. Now, here's what I want to happen. The Golden Bachelorette is already happening. They said they're going to be doing it. They said they've chosen one. I hope they always change their mind whenever they want to. I want them to dump whoever they had and let's give Teresa a chance to truly find love with a good guy. Yes, they had a prenup. I know she had a lot more money than he did. Yes, they had a prenup. They both say they're looking for love and they're good friends. I want her to be the Golden Bachelorette. I do not want Leslie. That's her name. I do not want Leslie. I do not want Lindsay. Leslie was not, I'm not a fan of Leslie. And here's why. Now, I have strong opinions about this. Listen, Leslie, our friend Leslie over here would say this, okay? She has been married twice, has kids, and dated Prince. And she kept on running around that show saying, I never feel chosen. I've never been chosen. This is a hot take. You can be mad at me. Just come at me. I'm fine with it. But here's my thing. As someone who was single till her late 30s and didn't get married until she was 44, I have no, and had really had accepted the fact I didn't think I was ever going to get married. I was okay with that. Not that I didn't want to get married, but it just wasn't happening. So I was like, this is not going to happen for me. I'm not. Some people are meant to find their people and some people just won't. I was okay with it. I had come to terms with it. It took me a while, but I was okay with it. So as someone who can actually say they were not chosen, literally to hear someone who has had someone propose to them twice, who has had kids, who dated Prince, come on a show and say, I've never been chosen. I wish someone would choose me. I have no patience for it. It's like, I don't like when people whine. I don't like when adults whine. It drives me crazy. I've pissed people off before because I'm like, stop with the baby talk. You're a grown-ass woman. I actually said that to someone. I didn't realize I said it till after, but I said it. Listen, I'll say what I mean. I have no tolerance for that nonsense. And so, yeah, Maxine Lee is just like 100% same. So when she sat there saying, I've never been chosen, and she was so mad at Garrett, and she came with all this vitriol. I'm like, I'm sorry, honey, boo-boo. You're on a show with 20 or 30 other women. It's, and you were a fan of the show. So don't tell me you were shocked that you were, if you were so shocked, then maybe you have been chosen before. I'm just saying. Shocked. Well, he said these things to me and listen, you never know what's going to happen. Then he had spent the next night with the other one. You never know what's going to happen. Don't give me that nonsense. I was so irritated with her. I'm so weird. And people love her. Like, let Leslie have her. No, because here's what my theory. If they had gotten together and they had gotten married, and this is one of the things that I liked about him and Teresa together, they were able to talk about their widows and the widow and their deceased partners. And no, neither of them were bothered by it. Whereas I believe that if Leslie had ended up with Gary, she would have been like, oh, you like your wife who's passed away more than me. Like, miss me with that crap. I would like to believe that when you're in your 60s, you have more confidence. I know from my 20s to my 30s, I was more confident. From my 30s to my 40s, I was more confident. Please don't tell me that in my 60s, I'm going to regress back to my 20s. Who wants to go back to their 20s? I mean, don't get me wrong. My body was tight. But my brain was all over the place. My confidence was all over the place. Why did we have to sit there and watch a 60-some-year-old woman talk about how she's never been chosen? Again, married twice. I just have to do the big eye roll. Like, let me do this. Like, I get hot about this. It just frustrates me so much. And what I'm noticing is ABC has only been showing like 4 of the people from The Golden Bachelor. Now they've been showing Susan, the one who looks like Kris Jenner, who officiated the wedding. And now she and Kathy, the one that looks like Caitlyn Jenner, they are now hosting a podcast called The Golden Bachelor. Then they show Sandra, the African-American one, who is so feisty. I love her. Those are the ones they've been showing. And they've been showing Leslie. And so my concern is that they were like, all right, Leslie's going to be the Golden Bachelorette. No, I want Teresa. Teresa found love. They got married. It didn't work out. Listen, let her be the Golden Bachelorette. I'm totally fine with it. Let it happen. Get rid of this Teresa nonsense. I mean, not Teresa. Sorry, this Leslie nonsense. I know, I was ranting. Thank you for my rant. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk, even though I don't believe in TED Talks. I know you can't hear those sounds, YouTube, reason number 55 to come on over to TikTok. I have if you're wondering where the sounds are coming from, my microphone has to go through a soundboard, and the soundboard has these sounds on it magically. And so I need to label them because sometimes I hit the wrong one, but I guess that's part of my charm. I guess so. Last but not least, have you ever been to the 99 cent store? You know, the store that's supposed to be 99 cents. We were talking about Dollar Tree a few weeks ago because Dollar Tree raised their maximum. Apparently Dollar Tree is not just dollars. $5 was their maximum. They raised it to $7. Inflation's hitting everyone. Well, Max, we'll figure it out. Sorry. Message. If you're down the tube, you don't know. I'm responding back to Leah on the talk. So now that had happened. Now 99 cent store announced. There's 341 of them. Or 371 stores. I've always known them because I've lived, I guess they're west. They're Arizona, which I live here, California, which I did live, Texas, which I did live, New Mexico. So I know this. You might never heard of the 99 cent store if you haven't lived in those areas. Well, get a load of this. They are shutting down. They announced they're closing. Which, if you think about the fact that we're getting to a point where the middle class is getting squeezed, and the middle class is either becoming really rich or they're not. They're becoming poor. We need stores that help people who can't spend that much money. So that's a sad state when they're like, we can't stay open. The 99 cent store can't make it happen. So it's funny. Leah just said they're poorly run. I don't doubt that. But get a load of this. Big Lots, which, P.S. by the way, Big Lots used to be little trivia, Pick and Save, which I remember Pick and Saves around the place when I was growing up. Anyhow, they were bought by a company and now they're Big Lots. Big Lots has said they're going to try and buy most of them. And they want to rebrand them, and they want to manage them better. So it's funny that you say that, Leah. Leah says John Oliver did a great investigative video on them. I did not know that. So they're going to try and salvage most of these 99 cent stores And I don't know if they're going to change the name, make them all Big Lots, but still a lot of blah, 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 blah. Still allowing or providing a way for those who need to get things at a lower price. I used to go to those stores when I just need like some tchotchkes. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I need some tchotchkes and I don't want, you go to the 99-cent store or you go to the Dollar Tree. Although I did go to the Dollar Tree at some point, you know, it was like right before my wedding. I think I was getting like, I needed little picture frames and it was not a good experience. It's not how I remembered it. Do you ever wonder when you do that, is it because you've changed or they've changed? It's like when I went to my favorite, growing up, there was a place called China Way, loved it. It was near our house. Such good Chinese food. And one time when I came back to visit my family, we got it and I'm like, that doesn't taste the same. However, we go to the pizza place that I used to go to when I grew up, Barrows, and they are still chef's kiss. So there's times where things change and sometimes where they don't. My experience at Dollar Tree, I didn't like it. And maybe I'm just more aware, but I'm like, I don't like this. I don't know. Felt like going to Walmart. Don't get me started on Walmart. Felt like going to Walmart. Y'all, you know, I get offers all the time from companies like, will you do a brand thing for us in Walmart? I'm like, nope, I won't. Why? Because it would be disingenuous to me because I hate Walmart. I hate Walmart. I know that's not popular, but I do. Maybe that's a popular opinion. I don't know. Walmart is not my jam. My sister keeps trying to get me to go to Walmart, and I went the other day because I needed to get like batteries and something. And again, I had a horrible experience at Walmart. I'm like, this is why I don't go to Walmart. I'm ranting again. You ready for this? Okay, so there's two people that work there. They're at the door. I haven't been to this Walmart. I just moved and I don't go to Walmart on the regular. So I'm like, hi, we're going to get batteries. I needed something else. What did I need? Screws or something. Okay. And I said, they're standing there. They're just talking to each other. They're standing there at the front inside talking to each other. And I said, hi, where can I find screws? And the guy says, over there. I looked at him. And I said, I'm sorry, where exactly? Over there. Over there. I'm like, could you be a little bit more specific? Like, that's like saying something is bigger than a bread box. Like, what does that mean? And he said, then he's like, oh, in the back corner of the store. And I was like, oh, hell no. I didn't say that. I thought that. I'm like, hell to the no, in the words of the late Whitney Houston. I am not going all the way to the back of the store because I'm already pissed. Because you couldn't just tell me where it was. Tell me the aisle. Tell me something. You just said over there. That is rude as hell. I'm just saying, I'm like, forget that nonsense. And so I just got my batteries. And then just like every time I've ever been to Walmart, even though I did the self-checkout, the lines are always super long. You got two people at the door, not helping people, but you don't have someone at the register. Okay, I'm sorry. I am not a fan. Okay, Michelle says she doesn't like to go into Walmart, but I love Walmart delivery. Now that makes sense to me because it's delivery. I could probably be down for that and not have to be inside of the Walmart. Because they just can't get it right. You know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but Walmart said that they are going to start having luxury stores where they're going to offer brand named things. I think they need to fix the experience at Walmart before they start trying to go upscale. Just me. Hold on. Let me just deny these random people. I don't know who are trying to come on here. Call me crazy, but that is not your biggest problem. I'm just saying. Listen, other than that, I have no strong feelings on the topic at all of Walmart. But I do, I hear you, Michelle. I could do Walmart delivery. My thing is, my sister follows all these Walmart, she follows all these influencers, and they've started shopping, like they're grocery shopping at Walmart. And there's certain brands like Real Foods, which is everywhere, but they only have certain things at the Walmart. And so she's like, you've got to get it. And I'm like, not if it means going to Walmart. But I could do delivery. That I could do. I even thought, I'm like, well, maybe I'll just do the where you order it and they come and you just pick it up. But will they come to my car? Because if I have to go in there and see those two guys that tell me something's just over there in a huge store, I just am not here for it. I will pay more money to go and get a better experience where people are more polite. I think that's just my choice. But I would deliver, I could do. Brittany says, I do pick up going. This is the theme. Brittany just came and said, I do pick up going into Walmart is a pain. Hello. Exactly. So pick up, they will come to your door. Okay. you pop the trunk and they load it. You don't even have to talk to them. That's awesome. Do they shut the trunk back or do they think that's just too much for their time and effort? I'm kidding. I'm sorry. They irked me always. Okay. I will try delivery. I will do that. I'm not going to tell you when, but I will try it. And when I do, I'll come back and give you guys a report on how that went. And hopefully it's a better experience because the rest is just not good. It's garbage. What were we talking about? You know, I got all sidetracked. Oh, we're still on YouTube. I just ran it for a long time. Go off and have a good weekend if you're on the YouTube. P.S. And by the way, don't forget that my email templates, link is in the caption. Go ahead and grab those. They're going to help you. They're going to just like light your life. So enjoy those because you got to be emailing. You got to be working your list. Do the thing. All right. I'll see you later, YouTube. You can come over to TikTok. We're hanging out over here if you want to join the combo. All right. Take care. Bye. See, I get talking to y'all on the